to warm, muggy nights in Charlotte, North Carolina. And two teams with just 3 days' rest are about to be tested. Good evening, everyone. Merle Reese and Mike Quick at Bank of America Stadium as the 4-1 Eagles beat the 4-1 Carolina Panthers. The kick is away, and the kick is good. 9 in a row, 50-yarder. Duke in the shotgun. Bracketed. He gives it off to McDowell. He keeps it himself, and he runs into the end zone. He's hit as he fires the football. It's intercepted. It is intercepted by Douglas. Wentz takes the snap. He's back. He fires, and it's caught. Touchdown, Zach Ertz. It looks left. He fires left, and it is, let's see, it's the Eagles coming up with it. It is intercepted. Wentz in the gun. He's back again. He's looking. He is firing, and it is caught. Touchdown, Zach Ertz, the second of the game. Fires complete at the 15, the 10, the 5, and in for the touchdown goes Nelson Aguilar. He's back, he fires, and it is caught by McCaffrey for a touchdown. Back again goes Newton. He fires, and it is incomplete, I believe. Let's see. The Eagles say it's incomplete, and the official says it's incomplete. He is going deep, and it is intercepted! It is intercepted, and running with the football is Jalen Mills. And your Eagles came to Carolina and beat the 4-1 Carolina Panthers. Eagles now 5-1 in the season, and they have 11 days to heal.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, Instant Reaction. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with you. Thrilling win for the Eagles. A statement victory on Thursday night, 28-23 over the Carolina Panthers at Bank of America Field. And there were heroes in every phase of the game. Once again, for the 5-1 Eagles, Carson Wentz, 3 touchdown passes. 2 of them to Zach Ertz, 1 of 1 yard, 1 of 17 yards. And then Nelson Aguilar, a big play to open the fourth quarter, a 24-yard catch and run for a touchdown. And that gave the Eagles a 28-16 lead. Carolina came back with a touchdown drive of its own, but two key defensive stops for the Eagles, sealing the win in the fourth quarter. Philadelphia wins its fourth consecutive game. Let's start with the locker room and Fletcher Cox, who missed the two previous games with a calf injury, but Cox came back with a vengeance against the Panthers, making a tackle on the first play of the game, forcing an interception with a pass rush, helping with a sack as well. His stat line, not particularly impressive. 2 assists, half a sack for 3.5 yards and 2 quarterback hurries, but he had an impact on the game, and for Cox, he was thrilled to be back on the field. Fletch, what was it like for you, first of all, missing 2 games? I know how much that must have hurt you.
Man, it hurt a lot, you know, missing those 2 games. But at the same time, I knew I wasn't healthy enough to go out there. You know, I probably would have been hurting the team more than I would have been helping them.
It would have been easy to take this game off and kind of get ready for the Redskins. What was the mindset to get back to this game? How did you get back so quickly?
Man, I just got to give those trainers in the training room, man. They did a great job of monitoring everything and making sure. Just communication with those guys. I think that, you know, like I said, man, I lived in the training room for the last 2 weeks, man. However many days it was, I was there 30 minutes before regular treatment started, and that time adds up. I mean, if you really add that time, well, that's an extra week of rehab from the time that I've been going.
Do you feel you dominated tonight?
You know, absolutely. You know, I felt like I played a pretty good game, but, you know, I know, as always, I can be better.
You've been around here long enough to know big wins. How big a win is this?
It's a really big win, man, especially coming off a short week, man, playing on the road, you know, against a great team. They've been winning, we've been winning, so it was a good test for us.
Was it the way you wanted to end, with the defense on the field making a stop on fourth down?
I mean, I would rather, it's fine either way, man. You know, it don't matter. Obviously, the offense did go back on the field to take the kneel down, which is the best play of the game always.
How's this weekend off going to feel to you, Fletch?
It'll feel great, man. I just got to keep rehabbing this calf, man, because it's one of those things that can linger on you, and I just got to keep taking care of it.
Thank you.
Yep.
The Eagles cornerbacks doing a fine job against big, strong possession receivers. Carolina unable to run the football other than when Cam Newton ran. They had 80 yards rushing, 71 of them by Newton. But Newton threw interceptions, 3 of them, that really cost the Eagles one late in the game to Jalen Mills, Eagles cornerback, who just absolutely excited that the defense on the field to make the big plays at the end and to win this game for the football team. Now 5-1 with 4 wins in the NFC. Jalen, what was the challenge with those gigantic wide receivers?
You know, just getting those guys away. You know what I mean? Most of the times when you have those big receivers and a quarterback, you know, as big as Cam, you know, it's a lot of timing route, you know, because those guys, regardless if you have tight coverage on them, you know, they can square you up and put their back to you and, you know, just catch the ball and it'd be immediate catch. So for sure, you know, just try to knock the timing out for that quarterback and the receiver.
Game's winding down. I guess in basketball, the analogy would be, I want to take the big shot. Do you want him to throw you?
100%. You know what I mean? Especially, you know, with everything happening, you know, with goals getting injured and just all the injuries on our team, you know, for sure you want to be that guy, you know. Well, I want to be that guy, you know, to make that play for my teammates to know and let them know that I got their back.
So you have the interception. Tell me about the play.
You know, just a great call. You know what I mean? Getting great pressure on the quarterback all night. Looking at my guy, Cam kind of checked my guy, seeing he was covered. Tried to take a shot to the number two receiver. As soon as I seen it, just overlapped and he overthrew it and caught it.
From a standpoint of how mentally strong is this team, to go on the road, bunch of injuries, short week, and win this game, what does that mean?
I think it started in April. You know what I mean? The OTAs, knowing how the season started last year and then also how it finished. And guys having that disgusting taste in their mouth from last year and starting in April just grinding against each other every day, even when you was hurt. You know what I mean? And now, you know, it's showing off and it's benefiting. You know, we're finishing games regardless of the situation. And a lot of our games have been tight. But at the same time, you see this team, we keep coming out on top.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
Safety Rodney McLeod, critical in the deep secondary for the Eagles, had one of his interceptions taken away on a pass interference penalty. By the way, the Eagles penalized 10 times, just one time penalized the Carolina Panthers. Here is Rodney McLeod after the game.
Good catch radius, can make plays down the field, could box you out. And they also, you know, had a quarterback that is, you know, versatility, getting outside the pocket and able to extend plays and make plays, you know, with him running or a strong arm. So, you know, we had a tough task on our hands. But like I said all week, guys were up for the challenge, man, prepared well on a short week and came out here and just played lights out today.
They had a couple of big plays on pass interference calls, difficult calls to take, one that robbed you of an interception.
Yeah, man, it's very, very difficult to take in. Tough calls, but I credit the cornerbacks for continuing to, you know, stay on point and still stay aggressive. And they was able to make, you know, some big plays down the stretch, Jalen and Rasul. So it is what it is. Obviously, I'm upset on one of them that I didn't get an interception, but, you know, that's just something we got to overcome.
Why is this defense so good at taking the football away?
Man, we practice it, man. In the DB room, we always set goals for ourselves. We got to get at least 3 turnovers in practice a day. So it's just that mentality that we put in our head, and it's contagious. And once you do it on a regular, come Sundays or Thursday nights, it becomes easy.
To put this win in perspective.
Basically, you know, we're right where we need to be. We played a great team. It was also 4-1, top in their division. If we want to be the best, we got to be the best.
What will this weekend be like for you, Rodney?
Spend a little bit of time with my girlfriend and my family and just kick back and relax and watch some football.
Isn't that going to feel nice at 5-1?
It is. It is. Sit back and just chill and rest up and get ready for Monday night versus the Redskins.
First place Eagles, still best in the conference.
Yeah. It's amazing, man. You got to credit the guys, you know, coming to work every day and, you know, applying what we do at practice onto the field on Sundays.
And how about Zach Ertz? A touchdown maker again and again, twice in this game. He was targeted 5 times, 2 catches, both touchdowns. It's something that we talked about after the game. Here is Zach Ertz after the victory.
I think my mindset right now is so different before. I'm not pressing. I'm just letting the game come to me. And I think that speaks to just the guys that I've had around me to kind of change my mindset on life. Carson Trey, Jordan Matthews, Jordan Hicks. I mean, those guys have been huge influences on me. And I'm just at peace out there playing right now. Yeah, it was just kind of a corner post against cover 2. Carson threw the ball up high, and I went up and made a play. They kind of played outside leverage. You know, I had the easy job again. It was a corner post, and Carson kind of sidestepped some protection or a rusher and made a great throw. And I just had to go up there and high point the ball.
I know you made a priority of scoring more touchdowns. How gratifying is it to actually, you know, go out there and you're doing it every week?
Yeah, I mean, it's been good so far, obviously, through 6 games, however many touchdowns I have. I think it just speaks to the volume of work that we put in all offseason. I think just all that offseason work, having the coaches gain that trust in me was huge. But we're not satisfied with where we're at. Obviously, there's a lot to improve on. I got a lot to improve on. It wasn't perfect by any means this game. The defense picked us up at the end. I think we'll learn from it and get better.
Taking turnovers into touchdowns, how critical is that?
I mean, yeah, when you get the ball in the 15 from a defensive turnover, you have to score a touchdown. There's no other option. That's the mindset that we have as an offense, and I think that's the second time in a row in the past 2 games that we've had a turnover down there. I think the first one last week was a punt return inside the 15. So anytime you start with the ball inside the 15, you have to score touchdowns, and that's our mindset down there.
This is Carson Wentz of the Philadelphia Eagles.
When you've got a quarterback, you've got a chance. The Eagles have a quarterback.
Oh, do they ever.
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
On that touchdown throw to Aguilar, great formation. He was lined up against Shaq Thompson, Carolina linebacker. He made an inside move, caught the pass from Wentz, and once again in the end zone for Aguilar, who had four catches and 55 yards. He describes the touchdown play.
Great concept, and when you got a guy as dynamic as Zach Ertz at the number three spot, people carry him and he attracts a lot of attention. So it gave me an opportunity to kind of have a one-on-one window in that too. So I just had to defeat a guy with, he was outside and I catch a ball going inside.
The Eagles' offensive line withstanding the loss of Lane Johnson, who was absent for this game with the concussion. Now remember, the Eagles were 2-8 last year when Johnson was out with that 10-game suspension. But tonight, Halapalavati Vaitai, the second-year offensive lineman, started the game slowly with a sack given up to Julius Peppers, one that got to Wentz, forced a fumble that Carolina recovered. But after that, said Big V, he thought he settled in and played pretty well.
After that first drive, I bounced back, trusting my coach. There's always room for improvement, and so I'm going to take the time off, reflect, and then come back ready to work.
Did you expect them to do as much as they did over your side, blitzing, running a lot of stuff over there?
Yeah, we expected that, but during the second half, we kind of picked it up, so they weren't getting home as much, so I felt pretty confident about that.
So there were no surprises out there? You didn't see any surprises from them?
No. I learned from last year of when you're in away games, a lot of things come at you. I just took, like JP says, treat it like practice. Take a deep breath. Treat it like practice, and then you'll be fine.
What does this kind of game, Big V, do for you, your performance, and then just the whole team winning this kind of game?
Being away, it feels like everybody comes together as one, as a team, as a unit, overcome adversity, and I think that's how we bond, to overcome a lot of things like this.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org. And then how about Wentz? 16 of 30, 222 yards, 3 touchdowns, a lot of pressure from the blitzing Carolina defense, a 110.7 quarterback rating, and another victory on the road for Wentz and the Eagles. Here is Carson Wentz after the game.
That's always huge. Obviously after turnover from the defense, there's some momentum going on. That first one, we were trying to find a way. We had the fourth down conversion, and then the touchdown to Ertz there. And that was a big play. And then the other one, take advantage of the short field. And that's something we've really focused on is red zone and finding ways to convert touchdowns, not field goals. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that. Yeah, I think it just shows a lot about our depth and just the belief we have in one another. We always just believe next guy up. It's the next guy up mentality. And obviously we miss those guys that are hurt, but we just stay together and we don't let it phase us and just keep plugging along.
Head coach Doug Peterson thrilled with the team's effort on a short week, physical game, road trip, and the Eagles winning their third time away from Lincoln Financial Field. Here is head coach Doug Peterson after the victory.
It's a tremendous testament to the players in that locker room. I told them tonight after the game that I haven't been a part of a team that battled through so much injury and adversity in the first, month and a half of the season to stay together. The resiliency of the football team started to show last year at the end of the year. They're learning from last year. They're learning how to finish games and just overall consistency from the leaders leading this football team. They're sacrificing each other, themselves, for the team, and it's a fun thing to watch. That's the one thing about this kid. He's so tough mentally and physically, and the way he stays in there and battles and still his eyes are down the field. He doesn't let that stuff get to him. Was able to extend some plays with his legs tonight. He's a great leader of this football team, even in his second year. And guys really respect the way he plays. And, it's exciting to see from your quarterback.
So it will be a great weekend for the Eagles, a long weekend off, 11 days before the next game against the Washington Redskins at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles 5-1, 4 wins in the NFC, sitting pretty. A lot of bumps and bruises for this football team. Players going out of the lineup, including Jordan Hicks, who didn't play in the second half after getting injured early in that half with an ankle injury. Chris Marigold's going out of the game. We'll have updates on his knee injury later when the Eagles return. But for now, they fly back to Philadelphia, take a long, deep, relaxing breath for the weekend, knowing they are 5-1, the best record in the NFC, and a huge statement victory for Philadelphia, 28-23 over the Carolina Panthers on Thursday Night Football. Primetime Eagles, you betcha, a big win at Bank of America Field. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me on the Instant Reaction Eagles Live podcast. A huge win for the Eagles and a great flight home. Thanks for joining, everyone. Fly, Eagles, fly. E-A-G-L-E-S!